The book of Hebrews starts out this way: God, who at various times and in different manners spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. What the writer of the Hebrews wanted us to realize is that in the person of Jesus Christ, all theology, all religion, and all religious practice must bow to Jesus Christ. And if our theology or what we believe takes us away from Jesus, we are on the wrong track. Look what happened to Jesus. It's found in Mark, the second chapter and the first verse. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And they could not have come near unto him for the press of the crowd. So they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken up the roof, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins are forgiven you. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why do you reason these things in your heart? What is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Your sins be forgiven you, or say, Arise and take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto you, arise and take up your bed and go your way into your house. And immediately he rose and took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. You see, Jesus showed us and is teaching us that his word is supreme. His commands are supreme. His interpretation of the Old Testament is supreme. And anyone who tries to take the words of Jesus, and some of them are very difficult, and to negate the words of Jesus by some other scripture, are leading us down the wrong path and have it wrong. Jesus is supreme. And he showed that by healing a man sick of the palsy and forgiving his sins. Let's pray. Oh, Father, Jesus is supreme in my life. Today, this day, I will follow Jesus because you sent him in the world to be the final revelation about yourself, what you wanted, your will. Your plan of redemption for us is in Jesus. Your voice thundered from the mountain and said, This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Help me, O Lord God, to listen to Jesus and to obey him today. In Jesus' name, amen.